Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you as we continue to celebrate our 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for allowing me to be a little extra obnoxious this week and celebrate and talk about this milestone that we've reached. So it's just you and me as I wrap up the hour, as I wrap up the week. I started off the week with just you and me in the first half hour. And the last half hour this week, I want to just be you and me. I want to come back and review a few things that and flesh out some things that sort of fill in the blanks maybe in when you hear me say things like anti-business rhetoric, anti-business policies coming out of Washington. You've heard me use that term a lot, and I'm very serious about that. I feel that the marketplace is under assault. And it's under assault, my friends, and I have to say it like it is. I cannot be the small business advocate and not say it like it is. And you know that this is not something that I do all the time or it's easy for me to do. But I believe President Obama's policies and his rhetoric have been hurtful, have been harmful to small business. I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know what his goals are. I don't know why he doesn't understand that the people that he cares about, if they want to work, most of them are going to get a job from a small business. Why wouldn't he do things that help small businesses? But instead, he has his agencies, like the Department of Labor, like the National Labor Relations Board, like the EPA. He has organizations like them doing things on their own, just free agent stuff, not even approved by Congress. And I'm not even talking about executing his executive orders. They're just out here doing things they have no business doing. Last hour, Karen Kerrigan reported on something the Department of Labor is doing to make it harder for small business owners to get information about retirement plans. Why would they do that? There's no hue and cry from the marketplace about abuses. There's nobody doing this in the way that's hurting anybody, and yet the Department of Labor has decided to tighten up the standards for information that you and I get. Well, there's nothing broken, my friends, but if the Department of Labor has their way, it will be harder for you and me to be informed about retirement plans. Now, why would they do that? That's what I mean by anti-business behavior, anti-business policies, anti-business rhetoric. The NLRB, I mean, I could do 2 hours just on what the NLRB has done in the last 7 years. The first thing that popped up for me was when they tried to shut down the Boeing plant in South Carolina, 5 or 6 years ago? Boeing built a 787, I guess it is, plant in South Carolina. And the NLRB shut them down before they could close. I think they subsequently opened, but they were shut down for a while with nothing but the Obama administration was mad at Boeing for having the gall to open up a plant in a right to work state. South Carolina is a right to work state. Right to work means it's harder for unions to organize in their states. And it means that if you work for a company if you're an employee, where there are unions in doing what you do, you have to pay union dues. Those are not right to work states. In a right to work state, you don't have to pay those dues. South Carolina is like that. So here's what, now you might say, well, why are you worried about Boeing, Jim? Well, I'm worried about the 2,000 contractors to Boeing building the plant and serving the plant who were small businesses. Those companies got shut down. They got put off. They got put on hold. This is quite possible some companies went out, some small businesses went out of business because of what they did, the NLRB did over there. Another thing about the NLRB, they're trying to connect McDonald's franchisee employees out in Sheboygan, Michigan, a local franchise, McDonald's franchise, for example. They're trying to say those employees are employees of the McDonald's Corporation. Now, why are they doing that? To try to make it easier to unionize. That's an anti-business policy. That's against those. That's hurting those franchisees if it comes to pass. The EPA, the anti-coal. We've lost 50,000 jobs in the coal industry in the last 6 or 7 years, folks. Yet there's no replacement for coal. They haven't come up with an alternative fuel for coal, right? This is what I mean when I talk about anti-business rhetoric and policies. These are the specifics, and they're really doing it, and I don't know why. 2012, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.